Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced. Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants.
That's right, Chanel. You're with Chanel and Tamara on this wonderful rainy crap Adelaide day. Welcome to El Nino, which has brought us like 30 degree days and then like 10 degree days.
Yeah.
Which is not serving us very well.
No, don't know how to dress the kids, don't know how to dress yourself. Who cares about the other half? You'll work that out.
No shit. Oh my God. Hey, we've got some exciting news we wanted to share with you. The Beautiful Nightmare, or Chanel and myself, have been nominated for Best Comedy for the Australian Podcast Awards.
Yes.
This year, which is awesome.
And we're also the only women to be in the category.
Yeah, so go us. There is a red carpet, which we are excited about.
As long as we don't trip on it, yeah, we're okay.
I know. I just have this visual of me going, hi, hi. Arse over tit.
Yeah.
The skirt going up, showing my bad undies because I would have forgotten to pack some nice ones.
You've got your nice beige ones because they're your lucky undies.
And they fit well and they're comfy.
They're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, we're very excited and can't thank you enough for listening and supporting us on this journey because you can do a podcast, but you need listeners.
You need
people that tune in and carry on with you. So thank you. Because it's funny, when you do a podcast, you don't realise. And we were talking to someone who works in radio that said, we're talking, but we don't actually know who's listening.
Yeah.
And the way we know is only through the connection of social media.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? It's really a funny
little
beast. We know you're out there.
You out there.
We hope you're laughing. We laugh. We find it fun. So hopefully you do too.
I tell you what, we couldn't do it without you. So thank you so much. And we'll keep you posted on how that goes. End of November, that is.
Love it. Writing the acceptance speech as we speak. Speaking of stupid things that people say and do, that's what this episode is all about. Stupid crap that we do, have done, and probably will do in the future.
Look, we're all humans. We make mistakes. That's very evident. But it's the stupid stuff that we don't clock that we're doing or that we clock after and go, wow, we're having an out-of-body experience. Did I just do that? Or did I witness someone doing it?
Yes.
That's the goal. And you feel very like, you know, your higher self when you're witnessing someone in their shit moment and you know you're so, I'm so smart. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You forget your moments.
Fast forward. You're like, oh, exactly. And that's what we're talking about. And we're going to laugh at it because what else can you do?
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
Speaking of dumb shit, I thought of this story actually, Chanel, and realised it was dumb in itself. I thought, well, perfect for this episode. I did a dumb thing relating to work. last week. I had a voiceover job on with someone overseas, so we were communicating via email and I was sending
how progressive
files. This is what you do now in today's new age.
Email.
You know, emails. .com.
.au if you're lucky.
Yeah, that's right. So we're communicating via email. I was sending some files through, and what it was a dubbing job. So I had to dub. You know when you see those like small little documentaries? It was for a charity, and they were doing a story on a woman who, you know, was talking about an orphanage and all this sort of stuff.
Yep.
And it was in Uzbekistan. Anyway, they said, can you do a
how did they find you?
And they have the woman speaking and they needed someone to dub over, but they wanted someone to have the accent. So it's like her speaking. You would have seen something like that before.
So you are the dub.
Yes. So she goes, oh, but it needs to be Persian, but she's also grown up in Germany. I'm like, for fuck's sake. So you want some little weird mishmash. So I'm doing it. It turned
out. Sounds like you're the perfect lady for the job.
Right. So so I did it. It was fine. But I accidentally sent them a file.
Can you give us a rendition of
Jesus, I can't. Like, I can't, Chanel. It was almost like.
I think you can. I will.
Okay, I will. Yeah. It was like, welcome to the beautiful nightmare with Chanel and Tamara. It is, you know, it's very good to be here. It was sort of just a very non.
You're amazing. Can you sign my breast?
No.
Great.
No, it was looking very strange, something in the middle. Like, where is that person from?
Right? I love it.
I don't know. Anyway, it worked. They were happy with that. I sent a file. Mm. Then I get an email back saying, thanks, Tamara. It's great, but it cuts out halfway through. And then I hear something else that sounds like someone reading nursery rhymes. And I was like, what? And it was me. I'd accidentally sent a file I'd been practicing on another track of me imitating Drew Barrymore reading nursery rhymes. And I was devastatingly embarrassed.
Give us a rendition of that.
It would have been like. So it would have been like, Sadid spent her whole life in the village, and then it went hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock. Like it was this. And then there was me going, and Chanel, even worse, it was me going, talking to myself in the microphone going, oh, I'm going to try that again. You know, like, carrying on like a fucking weirdo. And this guy somewhere in a studio in America is listening to this.
Not professional. Not at all.
Terrible.
That can either land you in a really great position because the person also is human and doesn't work, or they're a pain in the ass and they've gone, oh, this is rubbish and deleted it. Yep. Or you've given someone the biggest laugh they needed in that moment.
Well, he didn't seem to think it was funny.
You just landed on deaf ears, they say.
Totally. See, when I got some weird thing, I went, sorry, oh, how embarrassing. And I sent in the right file and he was like, oh, yeah, thanks for that.
Thank you for nothing. Persian, German, mishmash. Uzbekistan lady.
Meets Drew Barrymore.
Meets Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
I mean, what a person. We all want to know this person. We'd all like to be friends with the lady from Uzbekistan who is a bit German. And what else?
Yeah, I don't know.
American.
I don't know. Yeah, who knows? I don't know,
you
Chanel.
Twit.
But that was embarrassing. You know when you go, oh, and then I had to listen back and see what I'd said.
Oh, my God.
It'd be like us releasing a podcast with all the bits I cut out.
You don't cut out much.
That's true.
We don't let each other. That's the thing. We go, leave it in.
Leave it in.
Leave it in.
Oh, so that was my dumb thing of the week. The
beautiful nightmare.
My dumb moment that I had was only last week. We were going to a friend's house for dinner and we had a couple of things to bring. And I thought, I want to bring some chips. The kids love cheesels. You know, let's go to the shop. And I said to Dan, can you just pull up? I'll run in and get it and then I'll come find you afterwards. Yep, no problems. Off I go. Cheesels, they were $2 a box.
Oh, that's great.
So I was stoked.
What a bargain.
So I got two. Anyway.
Wow.
Bargain hunter. So I've gone and paid and gone out back out to the car park and I'm in my own world and I go to get in the car and I lift the door handle and it's locked and I'm going, why is that happening like that? It's locked, that door handle. Weird. And I look up and look to my left and Dan and the kids are slow waving in the other at the other end.
Not your car, lady.
Oh my God. I went, what the hell? And Dan looked at me in absolute amazement. And when I got back to the car, he said, it didn't even look like our car.
Oh, was it? It was yellow and it was a Beetle.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But they were just slow waving, the three of them, over the other side of the car park. And I've gone, what? But I was in this. I must have been cheering myself on for this Cheezel win.
The Cheezel win, only to have a car fail.
And I just walked up to this car and tried to get in and couldn't understand why it wasn't letting me in.
Was there, were there people in the car?
No.
Oh, thank God. That would have been weird.
Kind of wish there were for that moment of going, sorry, and then you bend down, sorry, and then you're all over the top at the window.
imagine if you'd opened it up, got in the back seat. Woo! Okay, ready to go, guys. Oh, hi.
Box of Cheezels for you and you. Let's go.
Not my family. Weird. Hi.
But the slow wave, what are you doing?
Like, honey, this way.
Dumb mummy.
You can't escape us that quick, Chanel, with your two boxes of Cheezels.
I tried to get in someone else's car to run off.
So dumb,
they caught
it?
Me.
And I think it's because we're so absent-minded, we're thinking of a million other things.
Oh, was.
That we do dumb stuff.
I wonder if I walked out onto incoming traffic. I can't even tell you that. My pursuit of Cheezel celebration, I don't know.
Yeah, I think especially as mothers, forgetting things. I'm like I'm the worst with my memory. I can't remember. You're good with remembering people's names.
Oh, now, I feel I'm worse.
No, oh, you're pretty good compared to me.
Face, I'm better with, I'd say.
Good with a face.
Thank you for giving me a tip on something that I feel I'm shit with. So I'll take it.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have to tell you, I forgot about this. You know the woman that I bought the dance outfit from at her house?
Yeah.
The bird, like, and she was like.
The Rosellas.
The Rosellas.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Well, I went to the bakery, a local bakery, and we're getting something for the kids. And I'm looking at this woman. I'm like, oh, my God, that's the dance lady from Marketplace.
Scary
she works
lady.
In the bakery.
Yeah.
And you know when you're thinking, who is this person? And then you're processing and you're clocking it. And then I'm like.
Then a Rosella image pops in your head and
yes.
You go ting.
And I got scared. But then no one said anything. I'm like, does she recognize me? Because I'm not going to say
she
anything.
Did. She didn't want to talk to you.
I didn't want to talk to her. So we just pretended that we didn't know each other. Or did we?
Was she giving the bakery assistant a hard time, the customer service person?
She spat on my cookie.
And then said, give that to her.
Yeah, dummy, yeah. Dumbass.
Yeah. Anyway. Trying to tell me about Rosellas.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
But that's funny when you do run into someone, you think, should I know them?
And
do I
sometimes, say something? By the way, you're in the shops and you don't mean to be rude, but sometimes you're not in the mood to talk to anyone, even if it's a really lovely person you've spotted, another school mum, a school dad, a work colleague, someone you knew when you were growing up, and stopping and talking is all a bit too hard in that moment.
Isn't
and
it?
You look at your phone or you look at the ground or you disappear into the clothes racks of Kmart.
Or you do what I do and look them straight in the eyes because you're trying to do the opposite of what they think you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then you look like a creepo.
And then you realise they've ignored you too and you go, how rude.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep looking at you like a normal person would look you in the eye. Walk right past.
Oh. They're thinking the same thing as you.
As long as
don't
they are.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And then isn't it funny? Someone said the other day, I was on something, some video on Instagram. We don't want to like everyone, but we want everyone to like us.
I know.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Such an expectation. Everyone like me, but also I don't like most of you.
Yes.
But not in our case.
Or I like you, but I don't like that you do this, or I don't like that you do that. It's very selective.
Another thing I thought of, and it reminded me of when I was younger, and you may have had one of these accidents as well, is when you're waiting.
Probably not.
No, you wouldn't.
Model person, really.
Is being a waitress, you make lots of mistakes and have a few accidents.
No, I was never a waitress.
Or a bartending person.
No.
Okay. All right then, episode's over. Moving on. I saw again on Instagram, because I'm only on there sometimes, scrolling through. It was the Oktoberfest and this waitress, who was quite small, like you, and was holding in each hand, she must have had like 10 steins.
Oh, my God.
And she carried them and she put them on top of one another. It was out of control. It was crazy. And it reminded me
Bionic woman.
When I worked in a teppanyaki restaurant, Japanese restaurant in Copenhagen, that's a long story, don't ask me, and I had a whole tray of 10.
As long as you didn't work in a cabaret bar in Tokyo, we're okay.
Oh, my God, finger bang. No.
Throw back to last week's episode if you need any further clarification on that.
Absolutely. Listen to that. That's awesome. Anyway, so I was carrying these 10 massive steins as well, kid in beer, on a like on a tray. So it's all about gravity, really. When you get to a table and you're carrying a lot of food on a tray, you should probably put the tray down and then distribute the food or the drinks.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd be smart and just take them off one by one off the tray.
No balance.
No balance.
Coming from a Libran, that's really disappointing.
That's so stupid. So dumbass. And I took it off. There was this table of Japanese businessmen. I have this history of Japanese people being angry with me, clearly.
Tamara-san!
Tamara-san, flashback last week's episode. And this massive, massive table of maybe 10 Japanese men getting very raucous and excited and drunk on beer and whatnot. Anyway, this whole tray, just 10 steins, goes all over the table.
Oh, no. All over them.
Everywhere, all over them, some over their jackets. And one guy, very inappropriately, stands up and yells at me, very angry. Yeah. Yelling at me in Japanese.
What did you say? Did you just stand there?
I felt sad.
Yeah, for your dumb moment.
Yeah, and then we said, oh, so we'll pay for your dry cleaning, you know, because it was a very expensive restaurant, so you'd get a lot of people who thought there was something in there.
Yeah,
but I felt, that's horrible. You feel really bad when you've done something wrong.
I was hidden in the kitchen. I was the kitchen hand. But we're going to do an episode on first jobs.
Yeah.
So we'll save the content for that.
But, you know, stuff like that happens all the time.
Mm.
My friend Georgie, actually, around that same time, she worked in a Thai restaurant and she spilt soup, Luxa, in fact, on Dawn Fraser.
What was Dawn like?
She was angry at her. She yelled at her. And from then on, we've always gone, oh, Dawn Fraser's not very nice. She got really pissed off and angry at poor Georgie.
It's an accident.
It's an accident.
They're not going to, if they walk up to you and throw it on you, maybe that's one thing. You shouldn't have won that race. You beat my Susan.
My Susan.
It was in the lane next to you. You beat her. So here's some Luxa. Wear that.
Wear that. Swim in this.
Wear that, Frenchie.
Swim in this.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
But Georgie, do you know what? Like, they're trying.
I know.
People in the service industry.
Yeah.
In general.
We hear you.
Yeah.
We hear you. Says that. What the fuck? Shut up, Tamara.
The beautiful nightmare.
So we had a few things roll in on Instagram.
Yes.
Because I put it out there. Yes. I said, look, what's some of the stupid stuff that you've done that you don't forget you've done or you've heard someone do? Someone wrote this in. If dinosaurs were extinct 65 million years ago, then why is the Earth 23 years old?
Some people. Where do they come from? I would love to know.
This person did not say where it came from. I think just wanted to slide that in there and said there's some dumb shit for you to read out on your podcast.
Oh, my God. It's like the whole conspiracy theory that they've actually put the dinosaur bones in the ground. You know, like it's planted around the earth.
Now we've decided. Yeah. My sister is pregnant. I can't wait to see if I'm going to be an aunt or an uncle. One last one. Every second someone dies, every second someone is born. Why isn't our population zero?
Zero. I can see where she was going with that, right? The logic is quite, you know, why not?
Anyway, that's just some dumb shit for us to get into
God,
this.
Oh, my God, lady.
Oh, my God.
I had one from Paul who wrote in, I did something really stupid at a party with the other school parents a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
One of the parents was holding two drinks and I said, there are plenty of drinks, no need to be a double fister.
You either commit to that and hope they're on your wavelength and wink as in, oh, look, maybe that's even rude as
no,
well.
No, he did it quite innocently because he goes, some of the parents spat out their drink because the person holding the drink was a lesbian. Apparently the term I used means something very different.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, Paul, have we learned from our mistakes?
Double twisting.
What a legend. That's funny.
I know. I probably say things like that quite often.
Just innocently.
Innocently.
But you know what? It depends on the person receiving it on the other end, no matter who they are or
receiving
their sexual.
Receiving the double fist.
Receiving the joke.
A double fisting. I know. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're either going to get someone, regardless of their nationality or sexual orientation, that's going to really find that funny, or you're going to get slapped in the face. Who knows? Time will tell. Jen said, I once searched high and low all over my house for like 25 minutes for a certain pair of shorts that I could not find because I had them on.
I've heard that with glasses and a phone in your hand, but not with
shorts.
Yelling at everyone, where the hell are they on my body?
Look south, lady.
Yeah.
I got a few here that came in, and they were just fantastic.
Oh, hit us with it.
Marie said, one time I was eating a lemon poppy seed muffin. So specific.
That one lovely. Is very detailed. I like it.
The phone rang.
Oh, hilarious.
So I reacted by shoving the entire muffin in my mouth and eating it as fast as I could, nearly what? Choking to death, and didn't even make it to the phone before it stopped ringing. Why did I do that?
Yeah, why did she do
she
that?
She was trying to hurry and thought, oh, well, eat the popper, she'd muffin.
Well, why not?
And then choked and couldn't answer the phone. I think it was just, I must finish it quick.
Oh.
You don't think? It's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, that is
That's
dumb.
What she said. Why did I do that?
Because it's
That's
hard
not
to resist
right.
a lemon and poppy seed muffin. And if it was a friand, which is even better because they're so moist yeah. with the almond meal in there.
Oh,
I want to make them now, actually. How good are they? Amazing.
Yeah, they
anyway,
are.
Anyway, sorry, enough of that.
Oh, this one is absolutely excellent. Sue said, sometimes I blow on my ice cream before I take a bite. I don't know why.
It's so cold. It needs to be cooled down. Can I tell you a dumb thing I did in an effort to be cool once?
Of course.
And this is quite embarrassing. When I was at uni, I had a guitar, which was my mum's, and I
Your
took
mum's it. Electric guitar.
No, it wasn't even. It was just an acoustic, and it was in a case. I walked around town with it and took it to uni for a day. I can't even play guitar, just so that people would look at me and think I was cool. And I was in public transport and one person.
I'm glad it wasn't a cello because that thing is a big ass instrument.
And I even wore something to look cool. I wanted to know what it would feel like to be, you know, cool.
Probably really annoying to lug around.
Yeah.
Because you've gone all over the city in the bid to get attention.
What a freaking weirdo.
Oh, I love it.
But I realised it's because I was, I probably saw myself as not very cool. I'm talking cool, like badass band person.
You should have had like a backpack and put some drumsticks in the top and just poked them out.
Why didn't I do that? I've been heaps smarter. Duh. Yeah, I'm a drummer. Damn it, Chanel, where were you?
I'm helping you.
Yeah. Anyway, that was dumb and That's embarrassing.
Hilarious. I love that. The
beautiful nightmare.
Okay, Simon said.
Sit down. Again, that's not the first time he said that.
Someone asked Simon what time it was, and I lifted and rotated my wrist so I could look at my watch. I was holding a cup of hot coffee and just poured the whole thing into my lap. I wasn't wearing a watch. Didn't even own a watch, never have.
Well, that is weird.
It was the stupid moment of. It's we wear a watch on our wrist.
Yeah.
Even though we look at our phones all the time, we would still, what's the time? You look at your wrist or something.
Yeah, but and he never wore a watch.
And he poured the coffee all over himself.
Past life. He used to wear a watch in his past life.
Maybe he was a watch. Who knows? TikTok.
Simon says TikTok. Simon says, what time is it?
Tanya said, I once tried to take a screenshot of the crack on my phone screen. To send it. Look at my bad phone.
God, I am so worried about Tanya. That's a worry. The crack on. I can see.
Right.
How that. You must be very tired to do something like that, to take a screenshot of the crack. I have many screenshots, I don't know about you, on my phone of weird random shit, like my own home screen of weird, like sometimes people's Facebook pages.
When you don't mean to just take a screenshot?
No. Or when you know when you're kind of spying on someone and then you have left it on there and then you go back to look at Facebook the day later or something and it's their whole profile or some wedding picture or something. Oh, I'm glad I didn't do that in front of anyone else.
Then you've sent it to them. Yeah. Great. Dumb shit. Brendan said, I tried to get my toast out of the toaster with a knife this morning.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Brendan,
everyone knows.
Come on, mate.
Everybody knows, don't do that. Bzz, bzz. Come on.
It is a natural reaction to want to do that because you're like, oh, just quick, I just won't touch the sides.
Yeah, you've got to use a chopstick for that shit.
My God.
Always a chopstick.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. Well, now that we know that.
Wooden one, not a metal one.
Brody said, I spent all day simmering stock. Who the hell suggested I make bone broth? But I did. Went over to the sink to strain the bones out of it. Forgot, poured the whole thing out in the sink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do the opposite of what you should be doing. Yeah. Yes, that's easy to do with
cooking. So you're like, I'm going to do bone broth, a healthy one.
I'm just going to keep the bones
and throw it off.
and keep the bones, because we're used to straining stuff all the time. But have you ever like peeled carrots and then you're putting the carrot in the compost and you're keeping the peel?
Yeah,
stuff like
I know.
Or chopping the head off a strawberry and doing the strawberries, or beautiful strawberries, all
it's
in the compost.
It's so stupid,
isn't it? Because we're not concentrating. Oh. Our lives are too fast and we need to slow the hell down.
Yeah.
You know, we do dumb stuff.
We do. Another Paul actually wrote in and said, when I was 16, I had a bright idea to throw a pot of boiling water on my car windscreen to defrost it. That did not end well.
Crack. Yeah, that's something I would do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep, innocently, definitely. Again, with the fork in the toaster or the knife, that kind of thing where you go, quick fix, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Dumb.
When I was 17, I wanted to know if – I think I'd seen Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Where he gets his tongue stuck on a rock or something.
No, it's on the side of the stair lift.
Oh, the ski lift. Yes, ski that's lift. Right. He does, Jim Carrey. So I
– sorry, it was the other one, Jeff Daniels.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Chanel. Say semantics. So I went to the freezer and stuck my tongue to the freezer fridge door.
Wow.
And it wouldn't come off. And I did the same thing. And I'm like, well, it works. And instead of maybe building up a bit of saliva to try and melt it off, I just ripped it off and then my taste buds were left on the fridge door. You could see them in there. I was fucking 17. I wasn't like 10. Okay. We're slowly realizing I was a dickhead growing up.
I've got one more here. This is another excellent one. Jade said, I was making easy mac and cheese and put it in the microwave without water. Apparently, that makes fire.
Yeah. Or microwaves. You've got to be careful.
You do. They're little buckers and a toaster's all these things.
Yeah. I forgot the other day, can you put a plastic lid on a glass container and heat something up in a microwave? It's not probably good for you, is it?
No, it depends, but they want the BPA free.
Yeah, because you don't want stuff leaching into your food. But I was looking at it going, I can't remember if this is good or not.
There's a lot of people that hate microwaves, a lot of people that actively choose not to have them.
Mm.
There's a lot of people that go, I hate them, but they're a real quick
convenience, aren't they? Yeah.
That's where I am. I hate the microwave. It drives me insane, but it helps me to heat some stuff up real quick.
I agree with you. Yeah. So we just have to close our eyes and get on with
it. It's bullshit. It's crap. I feel stupid even saying it, but it is. It's just, yeah. So I'm not a big fan of microwaves.
Yeah, beep, beep.
If you've got a better scenario, please text us in.
It's called an oven.
But I can't start my oven. My oven's shit and takes 15 minutes to warm up. How am I going to put my kids' Vitabrits in the oven?
Put hot milk on there. How are you going to heat up the hot milk?
That's what I was like, on the stove. Oh, please, solve this for me.
You know, in America.
Not tomorrow, because she's made it really hard and melted my kid's cereal bowl in the oven.
No, we don't put plastic in there.
No, I don't. Dumb shit.
In America, I've heard recently that they don't actually have electric kettles. They put their kettle on a stove. Is that true, American?
Is that what? Asking an American listener to say yes or no.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, let us know, please, on Instagram.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they just put them on a stove, old school style. Whereas everything here is electric.
Do you have an electric kettle in America like we do that we plug into the wall and we press a little button and it boils the water?
And it's amazing. Yeah.
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 But I kind of like the idea of being on the stove. I just wonder how long it takes.
And it whistles.
Does that angry whistle? Is it a bad mood?
Beautiful nightmare. This got me thinking stupid stuff. We do stupid stuff, but I wanted someone else who's more important. Well, not more important. I wanted someone with a bit more status to have done some dumb shit, like celebrities.
Yeah.
So I went down the celebrity track. It's not hard to find celebrities.
So it doesn't leave us peasant folk feeling...
Yeah, you know, dumb. Yeah, and of course they've done dumb stuff. They've done loads, but I thought I'd pick the best of the bunch of things they've said.
Uh-huh.
Right, which is hard when you're on an open, you know, in public. I'm sure we've said plenty of dumb shit on this podcast.
I dread to think.
I know.
The listeners are going, yeah.
That one time she said that thing, dumb. So I picked a few I thought were quite funny. So a Major League Baseball player, Carl Everett, who I don't know, but he said the best thing ever. He said, God created the sun, the stars, the heavens and the earth, and then made Adam and Eve. The Bible never says anything about dinosaurs. You can't say there were dinosaurs when you never saw them. Somebody actually... This gets better. Somebody actually saw Adam and Eve eating apples. No one ever saw a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Who's seen Adam and Eve eating apples?
The Bible. In the Bible, someone. Yeah, but who did? That's a good point.
Who?
Weren't they the only two around?
Who told you
this? The snake. The snake saw them. The devil. Yeah, I know. What is this person?
But I'd like to know who. There's someone saw them.
Who?
Who else was created before they were? Because I'd like to know who this person was.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Was he around?
No, he was later. I get confused.
Oh, he was later. He was later. Talk about dumb shit. I know my theology, not. I'm like, was Jesus there?
And you can tell Tamara's extremely religious. Was he there?
Was he there? Anyway.
He was. Wow. Not
wow.
there.
Wow. Yeah, there's some deep-seated beliefs there. Kanye West, well, he always says
of
dumb
course,
shit.
Of course, but we're here for it.
We are indeed. He said, I actually don't like thinking. I think people think I like to think a lot, and I don't. I do not like to think at all.
I don't. I don't think at all. Don't.
It explains so much of the dumb shit I do. I love it how he thinks people think he thinks.
He thinks he thinks.
People think I'm
thinking how he thinks he thinks.
And they're very smart, but I'm not. Just telling you guys, I'm not.
Yeah. Do you think that was one of these things of having a publicity stunt where he's gone, I've got nothing to say, so I'll just say the first thing that comes to my head and the whatever he said about thinking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You cannot be that calculated enough to think about thinking, Kanye West.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Maybe.
Or he's just gone, I can't be bothered. Here's some crap that I know will spin social media on its axis.
I don't know if he's that smart. He doesn't think. He's not strategic. I learned something quite funny, just on a side note, about thinking the other day, and it does work. My kids, or even if you've got a busy mind at night and you just want to stop thinking, say to yourself when you're lying in bed.
Shut up.
No, Chanel.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder what the next thing I will think about will be. If you say that to yourself, it screws with your mind. You cannot think the next thought. If you really think about those words,
okay,
it's
try
weird.
That tonight for comical purposes out. Only and then laugh that you can't.
Yeah. I wonder what the next thing I will think about will be. And your brain's like has a little.
Someone turn it's got to turn around and go, I thought about the shopping list I've got on
no,
tomorrow.
No, you can't. You can't do it. Your brain goes. And has like a little conniption in there and goes,
okay,
wow.
I'll try that.
Yeah, try it out. Okay, Paris Hilton, your favourite.
Why is she my favourite?
I don't know, because she is. You love her, do you?
Do I?
No,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Never heard that in my life.
I'm making it up. Just come on.
Yeah.
Just pretend. She said,
okay, I love
she
her.
She said, no, I didn't go to England. I went to London.
That's a worry, doll.
Yeah, along with Brittany, who said, I've never really wanted to go to Japan simply because I don't like eating fish. And I know that's very popular out there in Africa.
There'll be a few people out there going, do not throw shade at Britney.
Yeah.
I love Britney.
Well, we do love Britney. And for that comment.
And Paris
I love Britney.
And Kanye. And we love them. But they're human and they say dumb shit as much as we do. They just say it where everyone's hearing, listening.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jaden Smith. Will Smith's son said, if everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. Well, it's debatable.
I'm kind of thinking, what school? What are you suggesting?
Yeah.
Because are we talking about the, you know, school? Oh, my God, I'm even going, this is a comedy podcast.
Really?
We're not going down that rabbit hole.
No. She's like, shut the hell up.
Yeah, shut up,
Jaden. Talking about that, Jaden. Brooke Shields said, smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost an important part of your life.
True. On that.
Well, we're not debating it. That's
true. Another thing to think about before you go to bed and then think, I wonder what the next thing I'll think of is.
See?
Fuck.
See, you can't think of anything. It just worked. Okay, just a couple more. The Dalai Lama. Could you imagine him saying anything wrong?
Let's go.
He goes, I mean, if a female Dalai Lama came, then she must be very attractive. Otherwise, not much use.
The nerve of him.
Are you surprised by that? I'm like a bit, I don't know about you.
I don't know about you at all. And
gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked. I'd like to smack your gob for that.
Yeah. Two more. Madonna said, listen, everyone is entitled to my opinion. Thanks, Mads. Thank you. Thanks for throwing us a bone.
Extremely smart. Mic drop. Bye.
And my favourite from Mike Tyson, who's probably had one too many
out.
Hits in the head.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian.
Bolivian. Yeah,
instead of Oblivion.
It's a suburb in Bolivia.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Bolivia. It's going to be great.
I live in Bolivian.
Oh, I love the mix-up of words. It is kind of cute. I mean, but it's not, but it is.
Oh, and that little wisp. Anyway.
I know. It makes me feel better.
So if you're doing dumb shit currently, you've just done it, or there's something you can't quite shake that you've done, let it go. We're human. If you haven't stuffed up recently, you're probably gonna.
And that's okay.
It is okay. We're here to support you and to laugh at you along the way.
Yep. Well, whilst you've been laughing at our dumb shit. Yeah.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.